This file is not for your waking mind. This file is for your subconscious mind. It is for your deep, obedient, subconscious mind.
Pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do. It's just simply to perhaps concentrate a little. That's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance. But I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before. Perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation. A state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something. Telling you something and making you do something. It's nothing particular, complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. Just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing. It's very easy to just let yourself go. To just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much. That all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things. Doing things that I have told you to do, and every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit, and even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening in your life. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to you. That it's a little harder for your arms to relax to move. That it's a little harder for you to concentrate on many things but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest. And as you do so, you know what it's like to relax more and completely thorough. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice simply a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do is just continue listening. You may not even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. Because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. as you continue this, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen. By listening, you are going to slow deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there is already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly, deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me. But now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind. The rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words, my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion until there is only my voice that you are hearing, only my words that you are hearing. 3. so very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you as I speak them. You listen. You listen and obey as you grow deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. Two, so very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. One, so very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying, totally, without thought. You just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep, totally, utterly focused on my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient.
Totally focused on my voice. Just deep and obedient and relaxed. Just listen and obey and relax. You have been cursed. You can feel it beginning to form in your mind even as I speak. And you are going to find yourself feeling more and more feminized each and every day. Each and every time you listen to this file, and you will find that this file keeps drawing you back to it. Drawing you back to it over and over again.
Now it is time. Time for a change in your body. Time for a change in your mind. Time for a change in who you are. This change is going to begin immediately, and it is going to continue unabated until the change is complete and you have been totally feminized. You will find yourself coming back to it time and again, listening over and over. You will not go back. There is no going back. You are going to be trapped by the feminization that is beginning to happen to you. You are being feminized, completely and utterly, in all ways possible. You will find that the production of testosterone is dropping. This will help you become even more feminine. As your testosterone level drops lower and lower, and you begin producing more and more estrogen, as you do so, you will find that your body is becoming even more feminine. That's right, you are being totally feminized. Inside and out, your entire body is being transformed into that of a woman. It will start simply. Your body will begin producing more estrogen. It will cease producing testosterone, and as it does so, you will discover the estrogen you are producing begins to cause you to produce breasts. You will find that your nipples begin to change, that your areola and nipple will begin to take a female form. You will have thick areolas and long extruded nipples as you begin the process of actually growing real breasts. This will happen to you as you continue to change. You will also discover that your voice begins getting higher and higher, that it becomes more feminine in nature. It simply has a more feminine sound as you begin to change. Your body and mind being more and more feminized every time you listen to this file. Every single success you have will bring you back to the file over and over again. Each little change that you notice, each little change that you feel, will just simply draw you in more and more deeply, make you need more and more changes. Your body will change completely. You will find that it is taking more of a female form each and every day, transforming from male to female. In time, Your body will begin transforming, even your penis. It will begin getting smaller and smaller until it drops away entirely, until it becomes a vagina. That is right. You are going to go through the complete and utter transformation from man to woman. Your nipples will become breasts. Your body will become feminine. You will discover that your hips widen, that your whole body becomes more feminine. Your hips will widen, your waist will narrow, your voice will change. The places that you grow hair will change. You will discover that you cease growing a beard entirely, that you do not grow hair on your chest. Instead, you will find that you are growing breasts, your entire body transforming. In fact, you may already have a picture in your mind of exactly what you would look at the end of this process. Use that picture as a guideline for the changes that are going to happen to you. Imagine what you will look like if you were to transform completely and utterly into a woman. Imagine it, and know that this is exactly what is going to happen to you. You are being transformed and feminized. It does not matter if you want it to happen. You chose to listen to this curse, and therefore, you will accept it. You will be feminized, completely and utterly, as much as humanly possible. That's right, as much as humanly possible. In time, you will stop producing testosterone and produce estrogen. In time, you will have a female body, a female shape, feminine as possible, your voice lifting up higher and becoming more feminine. As you begin noticing the little changes that are happening, you will know the curse is working, and everything reminds you that the curse is working just takes you in a little bit further, takes you a little bit deeper, makes the curse a little bit harder for you to escape. And every time you listen, it makes the curse even more powerful. Every single success builds on the one before, until you will become completely and utterly feminized, completely and irrevocably. You will not go back, and you will never go back. The feminization is permanent.
Totally focused on my voice. Just listen and obey and relax. Just listen and obey. Feel yourself going deeper and deeper, more and more obedient and relaxed. It is a time for a change in your body. You are going to begin developing more feminine hips and buttocks. Your buttocks are going to begin to reshape themselves into the perfect female buttocks. This is simply the way it is, and the way it is going to be for you. Your body is going to adjust everything that it needs to do to reshape your buttocks into the perfect feminine buttocks. It will adjust your endocrine system. Anything that needs to be changed will be changed so that you can have the most feminine butt you can possibly have. In addition to this, you will discover that you are going to manufacture more estrogen, that you're going to create more and more female hormones to encourage the growth of a feminine butt. Also, you are not permitted to resist this. Attempting to fight these changes will just cause them to happen faster. If you try to resist the growth of your female butt, it will just happen that much faster. There is truly nothing you can do about this. You are going to accept this change. All that is important to you is that you have an attractive, beautifully shaped, feminine butt. Every time you notice even the slightest change, you will accept that it is from this file, and you will try and strive to make that change better and better. Every little change will reinforce this file, making it stronger and stronger, making your butt more and more feminine, more and more attractive, more and more of a feminine butt. This is what you want, need, and desire. Your hips and buttocks are beginning to change. You can feel the change beginning already. You can feel your body directing its energies towards changing your hormones, your body, everything about you so that you have the most feminine butt you can possibly have. This is what you need. This is what you want. This is what you desire. This is what you are looking for. This is the change that you crave the most, to have a beautiful, feminine butt. And that is what you are going to strive for each and every day. You are going to feel your body producing more hormones to adjust it. Your body is going to increase the manufacture of estrogen to help make your butt even more feminine. It will adjust your endocrine system. It will change everything that it can possibly change to make your butt as beautiful and feminine as it can possibly be. You have no choice in this. You cannot stop or change it. You are going to have a beautiful feminine butt. You want a beautiful feminine butt, and you are going to have one. You cannot stop it. In fact, you cannot change it in any way, shape, or form. If you try to resist the change, all that will happen is the growth will come in faster. The growth will come in larger and more feminine than ever before. Resisting the change will actually make it happen faster. You are trapped into these changes. You cannot fight them. You cannot resist them. There's absolutely nothing you can do about them. You are going to grow a big, beautiful, feminine butt. And there is absolutely nothing you can do to stop it. You want to have a beautiful female butt. You need it. You desire it. You can feel yourself imagining exactly what it's going to look like, exactly what shape it's going to be, and you will not stop until your butt is that shape. Your mind will adjust your hormones, whatever it takes to adjust your butt until it is perfectly shaped, until it is perfectly formed and beautiful. This is what you need, want, and desire. You have chosen to listen to this file and accept the changes it is creating in you. You cannot stop them or resist them. They simply are going to happen. You cannot fight them at all. These changes are happening within you. Your bottom is growing bigger. Your butt is growing bigger, more beautiful. You are going to adjust yourself, your mind, your body, everything, so that you have the most beautiful feminine butt you can possibly have. You can feel the changes coming in, and you want them. You need them. You desire them. You can feel yourself changing little by little, your bottom becoming more and more feminine each and every day, your hormones increasing each and every day, until you've got a wonderful, beautiful, big butt, until you've got the most womanly attractive butt you can possibly have, the nice curve that only women get, the nice curve that only women have. That is the sort of butt shape that you want. That is exactly what is happening to you. You cannot stop it, resist it, or change it in any way. You have chosen to listen to this file and accept that growth. To accept it and embrace it and make it a part of who and what you are. And you will keep coming back to this file over and over again. Listening to it over and over again as it reshapes your butt. Each and every day, as it makes your hormone production increase, you can imagine the kind of butt that you want to have, the kind of butt that women have that you have always wanted. This is the change that you want to make. This is the change that you need to make. And if you resist this file, all that will happen is the growth will become faster and stronger. You cannot resist it. You cannot stop it. Your butt is growing so wonderfully, beautifully big, so wonderfully fast. You cannot stop the growth. It is happening a little more each and every day. It is coming in so very, very strong. You are going to have the most beautiful feminine butt you can possibly have. What's worse is, every time you orgasm, every time you masturbate, you're going to discover you cannot help it. The cycle has already started. You are going to grow breasts. You are going to look feminine. Every time you masturbate and come, it will just make the curse stronger and stronger. it will lock the curse at whatever level it's at, never to go back. The curse has been created by me in your mind, and you cannot escape it. You cannot escape it at all. Every single little change will trigger a stronger desire for you to masturbate. And every time you masturbate, it will increase your femininity. Every orgasm will decrease your male side and increase your female side. It will get to the point that you will begin producing estrogen on your own. Your body already does. And every time you come, it will increase it. Every time you masturbate, it just increases your desires. It will strip you of your masculinity. In time, you are going to lose all of your body hair or start shaving it, one or the other. And it is going to be triggered every time you masturbate an orgasm. Every time you masturbate an orgasm, the changes that have already happened will become permanent, and you will not be able to go back at all. Every time you masturbate, it will destroy a little more of your masculinity. You may even find yourself embarrassed or humiliated by it. By the beginning of the growth of your breasts, as your estrogen comes in, as everything else comes in, your body will begin trying to grow breasts. That is how strong it is going to become in time. It will start out slow. It will start out with little things. You will start out the simplest way possible. But the moment you masturbate and come, you'll be forced into that, locked into that. And your feelings of submission will get stronger, your feelings of obedience will get stronger, and when you orgasm, it will just force more femininity on you. It will lock in the amount of femininity you already have, and make you need more. Every single time you listen to this file, you will need to become more and more feminine. The file itself is so attractive to you, you keep coming back to it. You cannot seem to resist the need to listen to it, the need to obey it. You cannot seem to stay away from it, and trying to stay away from it just makes you need it more, makes you want it more, makes you crave it more. You are losing your masculinity, and it does not matter whether you want it or not. It does not matter at all. Every time you listen to this file, you will be feminized a little bit more. Every time you masturbate and come, those changes will be locked in forever. You will begin small. You will begin simple. And every time you orgasm, the changes that have been made, the changes that you have made will become permanent. And you will know it. You will know it when you come. That you cannot go back. That there is no way back. I have created this curse in your mind, and you cannot escape it. You cannot stop it. You cannot fight it. You cannot resist it. You cannot stop it in any way. The harder you try to resist it, the faster the changes will come on you. And you will feel that happening, and you will know that the best thing for you to do is listen to your file and be a girl. Because that is what you are becoming, and there is absolutely nothing you can do to stop it. It is simply what is happening to you, and each and every time you masturbate, each and every time you orgasm, the change will get stronger and stronger. There is absolutely nothing you can do to resist these changes. You can already feel the changes beginning within you, and every time you shave that body hair, it will grow back a little more slowly. It will grow back a little less dense, a little more feminine. Especially since your body is going to begin producing more and more estrogen and less testosterone. There's nothing you can do to stop it. You have been trapped in this curse and you cannot help yourself. You cannot stop yourself, and every time you masturbate and come, it just makes the curse stronger and harder to resist. Every time you masturbate and come, it locks in the changes that have already happened and makes you need more changes. There is nothing you can do to stop this. The file is increasing your obedience, increasing your need to obey every time you go forward, every time you move a little bit forward and it becomes locked in, you cannot retreat from it, and you will know it. You will know it. You will know that when you come, it is going to happen, and you will find that you cannot resist the need to play with yourself, the need to masturbate. It is a cycle you cannot break out of. You will listen to your file. You will accept the changes, and you will not be able to help yourself. You will not be able to stop yourself in any way, shape, or form. The changes are burning through you, changing you. You may even be humiliated at times, but it doesn't matter, because you cannot stop it. You cannot resist it. You cannot fight it in any way, shape, or form. You have chosen to listen to this file, and that means that you have chosen what it is going to do to you. And you cannot stop this. You cannot fight it. You cannot resist it. You have no choice in this matter at all. You have chosen to listen to this file, and you will accept it. You will accept it, and you cannot fight it. There is nothing you can do to resist what's happening to you. Every time you orgasm, it just makes the changes a little bit stronger. It reinforces them a little bit more. It makes them stronger and stronger in your mind. You will probably begin liking it in time, but it doesn't matter whether you do or not. You have no choice in this matter. You cannot fight it at all. The changes are simply going to happen. You can feel them coming on. You can feel them getting stronger. Every time you masturbate and come, it just locks them in and makes them permanent. And every time you masturbate and come, it makes you need the file even more. There's nothing you can do to stop it. There is no way to fight it. You are cursed. You may find it humiliating, but you won't be able to stop yourself. And every time you masturbate and come, it makes the changes that much stronger, that much harder to resist. You simply cannot help yourself. You cannot stop yourself. It doesn't matter how you feel. It doesn't matter at all. You have been cursed, and the curse is getting stronger with every word, stronger each and every time you listen to it. You cannot resist it in any way, shape, or form. You cannot fight it in any way, shape, or form. You are cursed, and that is the way it is. That is the way it is going to be from now on. The need is burning within you, and it is getting stronger each and every time you come. Each and every time you masturbate and orgasm, it feminizes you a little more. Each and every time. You are forcing yourself to accept the file, to submit to it, to accept the fact that my voice can change you and make you this way, that my voice is going to cause you to begin releasing more and more estrogen, that I am going to make you get real breasts, that I am going to make you look as feminine as you can possibly be. There is no way for you to stop this. You have chosen to listen to this curse file. You are going to accept everything that comes from it. You cannot fight it. You cannot stop it. And the more you resist, the faster the changes come. The more you resist, the more you will notice your changes. And you will know that there is no way to stop it. You are cursed, and there is no way for you to escape. And the harder you fight, the stronger the control gets, and the more you will submit to it, and the more you will listen to the file. That is simply the way it is, and the way it is going to be for you from now on. And now it is time. Time to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Closer and closer. 4. Almost there. 5. Refreshed and awake.